Death and the Maiden, a Max Liebermann Mystery, by Frank Tallis, narrated by Robert Fass. Exordium. The Lord Marshal and the Lord Chamberlain, Prince Rudolf Liechtenstein, were observing Emperor Franz Josef from the staircase. Their elevated vantage point afforded them a good view of the entire chamber. As usual, the monarch was dressed in a military uniform, dark blue trousers and a claret-colored jacket with gold cuffs. He had three medals pinned high on his chest. He was standing erect, like a soldier on parade, stationed at the still center of a slowly rotating spiral of humanity as various parties were presented to him. With every circuit, palace guests shuffled closer, drawn by the gravitational pull of his eminence. Each party was represented by a speaker who, when given a signal by Count Parr, would approach the emperor and make introductions. After a few words were exchanged, the group would move on, making way for the next. Although there were a number of officers present, captains and colonels proudly sporting their regimental colors, most of the men were civilians in somber evening suits and white bow ties. The women who accompanied them were wearing ball gowns, some of which had been audaciously cut to expose the smooth whiteness of their backs. Lacy borders sank recklessly low, revealing the shapely convexities of the female form. A brunette, sporting a corsage of jasmine and roses, was making a graceful descent down the stairs. As she passed the two court officials,